Alder Lowe.
Well, I guess I want to know, is there a risk to the city for doing it this way, and what are the chances? It seems like we're almost creating a little bit of a loophole. Because what if we don't execute some contract?
That's the risk we run.
Right, so is it, I guess I'm not looking to get us into some legal issue with taking a risk, making our own determination. I read the whole document. I understand that they say that's sort of a gray area. I just have concerns with, you know, the risk of not following through on that.
Mr. City Attorney.
It's not an issue if a contract is signed under the proposal. The question out there, which is unanswered, and former city administrator did discuss in detail within the action sheet, is what does spend mean in effect? And out there in the accounting world, et cetera, as he references therein, it's the appropriation, the commitment of those funds, and you said unsigned contract. An unsigned contract doesn't do that. You have a signed contract. What the proposal is that city will consider that as being covered, and therefore those impact fees are not refundable because they have been spent prior to the expiration date.
I guess my thing was, what if we don't move forward with a contract? You know,
well, then you have to refund the fees. That's not the issue here. The issue was, do you have to, in effect, physically
spend the money or have it encumbered, basically?
No. Physically spend the money. Hand it over to a third party so that the money is gone and you've done that. Versus
having
you build this and the contract signed, meaning that you have... In effect, the law intends that it's not refundable because that's...
It's billable, and you're waiting for an invoice, but it just hasn't come in, and it's a late invoice. All right, that's helpful, very helpful. Thank you.
Any other questions? All those in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 on 135 is... Was there a motion? I thought there was. All right, let's back up. Is there a motion...
So move.
Second.
And let me see what the motion is supposed to be.
Receive and place on file, sir.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14, data collection for enhanced capital improvement plan. This is a contract to get us good information.
Did we miss 15?
Page 135.
130.
And the contract's on 137.
Huh?
John can't do it. Is there a motion to authorize staff to prepare any revisions to the attached proposal and obtain a completed proposal for HVAC inspections with industrial roofing and a return with the same common council with the same to the common council approver, acknowledging as much as $32,000 to $40,000 in general fund contingency may be required.
So move.
I have a question.
Second.
Alderman Willem.
Well, I know a lot of times we do these studies and then we don't move forward. And then we have older documents. In the case of, you know, the roof on City Hall, that took years and years. It was in the budget. And we had studies on the roof, and then the study became old. And so... are these all these items that we're going to do here? We're budgeting for all of them. We're not going to have a chance that these are going to be get outdated, and we're going to spend the money on all of these different, attached facility.
This is an effort to plan for our long-term capital needs. We may not do everything that these recommend, but at least we will have the plan. Because right now we look at about 5 years, right, Paul?
That's correct. The intention here is that with the most recent budget that was requested by staff. We had roof work to be done at multiple buildings, parking lot work to be done at multiple buildings, and we quickly became aware or realized that we don't have a good look at all of our facilities and the needs that are in the future for those facilities. So the effort here is to get someone to go in and look at all of the city's facilities and help us understand over the next decade what work might be needed to be done and when it might need to be done so that we can do the appropriate planning. All of this work would come before the Common Council in annual budget requests as well as debt service planning. So you will have many, many kicks at this can, but it begins to give you a view of what future spending will look like.
Well, thanks for kicking the can and not the cat. I do that too much.
It's an Iowa thing. Alderman Barber.
Does this help us set the priorities then, as far as determining what
it creates the list, and then you can look at that list and prioritize that list. But until you have a list, you can't prioritize something.
But they're not going to make recommendations as to the priorities.
I would expect that they would provide some immediate needs versus longer-term needs.
Yes. Yes, we do. There is a motion on to approve. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 on 155, near and dear to a lot of our hearts, most specifically Alderman Nelson, a resolution to support South 116th Street Trail from the TAP fund.
So move option A.
Second.
Discussion? Long time coming? For having the courage to move it forward.
Famous last words.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16, also another one favorite of ours. Direction of staff to delineate wetlands and make application to DNR for attempting to alleviate the flooding on South 116th Street.
So move option A.
Second.
Discussion? Questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Now, this will not guarantee to fix the problem, right?
Correct.
Everybody heard that. Be all on Facebook in an hour that we're going to fix the problem. This is going to go a long way.
We're going to have discussion.
Alderman Nelson.
So, yeah, there's quite a bit of discussion. I don't know if Glenn, if you wish, because I know there will be some people listening to this, if you can shed a little light on where we're at with this, please.
So historically, the big problem has been known as regarding a pond that's on the east side of the east side residence. We understand a lawsuit, and we understand it's come to a resolution. And however, we are not privy to the final outcome of that, as we understand it's privileged. So we do know that it's not been fixed yet. It is backing up to 116th Street. We believe 116th Street acts as a divide, so generally flows to the east, flows to the west, flow west to Ryan Creek, and then circles back around to the south. It would appear, and at least some people, Kevin Haley and some others who live in the vicinity, believe that it's backing up from both sides, and that's why it's stuck in the middle. So it is believed that if we were to scrape some areas that by a couple properties on the west side, that it would lower the water level enough that it would at least get the road out of the ponding condition. When we started checking into it, DNR said, nay, it's a lot of wetlands there, and they won't give us a permit to do anything, so we have to wait and have it delineated in the springtime. So I'm sorry we can't fix it now, but generally, as Alderwoman Wilhelm mentioned a while ago, we don't fix things on private properties, but in this situation, it backed up to a road. Now it affects my road. I think that justifies the city trying to go in and and fix things on private property because it can have a positive effect on public property. Anything else?
Thank you, Mr. City Engineer. And to add to that, so this is a situation where you have a failed residential issue to marginalize it, affecting our public roadway, skipping over to another potential failed residential issue. So we're trying to then balance that and keep that moving forward to come to resolution. So I believe, again, it's not good that it's now kicking it down till spring, but at least we are on it, we're aware of it, and we've got a plan.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, Mr. City Engineer.
Okay, motion on the floor. There's a motion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Dan, we're done. You're okay. Thanks. Thanks for coming up. Yeah.
He's.
Oh, wait a minute. We got 22?
Do you want to just move right to that?
No.
Oh.
You get comfortable, sir.
Okay, item G17 is authorization change order, and if somebody votes no on this, I'll question them. A savings of $167,607.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On the other hand, G18 is a request to go to bid for paving the road.
Just something for the record from the engineer. It says 2 inches of pavement. We just on the record say what's there now, because we all know 2 inches of pavement for heavy vehicles isn't going to be enough.
So part of the savings that we got from the actual project, we are process of applying towards the paving that we did this past year. So we spent a lot of DPW time, effort, materials to rebuild the base. And then we had a contractor come in and pave what we call the intermediate thickness, and we expect in springtime we'll have to go in and probably fix a few places where the trench may have settled, and this 2 inches will simply be the surface material. So right now it's a rough course, but it is smooth enough that we can plow it, but it's not meant to be the final surface.
So what's the total surface depth, because usually you want 6 inches to hold garbage trucks and service vehicles?
I want to say we put in 4 inches of intermediate, so 2 inches of asphalt.
That was what I needed. Yes. Okay. Motion to solicit contractors for the item.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G19 is authorized Grafe. This is on page 171. Authorized Grafe to create a Pleasant View Park master plan for $5,000. Alderman Willem.
Yes, on this one, the Park Commission did want to approve $30,000 for design, and I talked with our finance officer just before the meeting. We do have $150,000. And if you go down to the next one, the motion from the council was for Director Administration to work with me to prepare the scope of services, and I wanted at that time, including but not limited to the landscape plan, the lighting, and the picnic tables, all these items which are in the court plan, and they're also in the budget. So I don't know how we got from $30,000 and all the money in the budget down to only $5,000. So could someone address that, at least how we got from $30,000 to $5,000?
Sure. I was given direction $3,000 to $5,000, so I'm trying to keep the scope below $5,000.
Where's the direction for $3,000 to $5,000? Because the Park Commission, the council, and the budget don't have $3,000 to $5,000. So where did the $3,000 to $5,000 come from?
That was discussed at a Parks Commission meeting, part of a very lengthy email that Mr. Liberta forwarded to yourself and myself and several others.
Okay, so the Park Commission's a recommending body to the council. Did the Park Commission bring forward that we're only going to do $3,000 since this motion was made by the council?
As we discussed this past week on multiple occasions, if you want to increase the budget, we can increase the budget and provide more services.
All right. So that's what I would like to do. I know the Park Commission has been wanting to get this park approved. We have the money in the budget. I would like to include the landscape plan with this. It's my understanding we have the picnic tables ordered. Is that correct? And
Perhaps, I believe we did.
And what's the situation on the lighting? which was part of the original council motion.
Not sure.
Alderman, if I can suggest, this is all valid and good, and we should do it, but we've got a contract in front of us for $5,000 with a scope attached to it that's
yes.
And I don't want to say more broad, but it's not as narrow as what you're looking for. So this contract, as I understand it, would not be exclusive of doing a landscape and lighting plan and whatever else you need to do. So my suggestion is do this, and then at the next meeting come back with another contract to do what you want to accomplish.
Well, and here it says per section 3 of the agreement, Agrafe will provide the additional services for additional compensation, and it does include the detailed landscaping plan, so we can just add that to what we would like them to do rather than coming back and creating a whole new document. So that's what I would like to do. I would like to increase the budget to include the detailed landscaping plan at minimum, since we already have the...
Mr. Peterson, do we have a price on that?
That's not from us.
It's great.
That's okay.
Okay, so we do not have a price, but I can negotiate that.
Sorry.
Right. Okay, and then...
We do not have... Just so everybody knows, we're going to authorize money to be spent for a contract that we don't have a quota.
I can put it not to exceed to match the budget figure that we've already discussed.
Alderwoman, you accuse me of being rude all the time, and you've now interrupted me 4 times, and I have not been able to get my point out. My point is this. You don't tell people how much money you want to spend with them and then ask them for a price. It just doesn't work that way. I want to do what you want to do, but I want to do it to the advantage of the taxpayers, where you go and you say, how much to do this, this, and this, and not say, here's your check, now how much is it going
to
be?
Okay, I'll put it to you this way. The council motion says, in working with Alderwoman Wilhelm, my motion to the council, had it been followed, would include the landscape plan. Because if I could read the motion into the record, it says, working with Alderman Wilhelm to prepare a contract and scope of services for an update of the site plan to develop Pleasant View Park, including but not limited to the landscape plan, lighting, and picnic tables. Those were completely ignored from the contract. So what I see is it could have been done, but it was not done. So all I'm trying to do is put forward what the Park Commission says that they've been trying to do for a long time. I don't think anyone up on this council is aware that our 30K motion from the suggestion from the Park Commission, between there and when it came to the council, that it got knocked down to 5K. I was kind of surprised by that. So then I said, you didn't ask me when I could be at the meeting. I cannot make February 10th. Almost every meeting in this document is on a date I can't make. Neighborhood meeting, Park Commission meeting, meeting with elected officials, all on a date I can't make. And I'm told if I'm going to have a neighborhood meeting, I have to add $1,000 to the budget.